Praise the Lord. The holy hills of heaven call me. Hallelujah. Vangani vari kunzwa kudaidzwa. Pakadzika pemoyo yavo. Praise the Lord.
The holy hills of heaven call me. To mansions bright across the sea, where loved ones were and crowns are given. Those hills of hope are calling me.
This house of flesh,
this house of flesh is but a prison, bars of bone. Hold my soul by the doors of clay. One day you'll be I'll take my flight like a mighty eagle. When the seals of fall,
let's sing the chorus one more time.
Oh yes, this house of flesh is but a prison. Oh, bars of bone, yes, hold my soul by the doors of clay. One day you'll burst wide open. Oh, when the angels say, my spirit. Yes, I will take my flight, I will take my flight like a mighty eagle when the seals are full.
Why don't you sing it for the very last time and mean it in your heart, brother and sister?
Yes, I see love, I see love once over yonder. Years ago, and their hearts are free. And from the throne, my Savior begs.
Oh, that Savior is here this morning.
Those seals of
all. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, this house of flesh, this house. Oh, he's by the prison, bars of bone. Hold my soul by the doors of clay. One day you'll burst wide open when the angels, when those angels, my spirit. I'll take my flight, I'll take my flight like a mighty eagle. Yes, when the seals of hope start calling me.
We are so thankful this morning, Lord. Yes, time is no more. But Lord, we are so grateful for your mercy, Almighty Jehovah. That you are giving us time to prepare. That when your time comes to take us home, Lord, indeed this house of clay, each is a prison. But Father, Lord Jehovah, if natural people can also come out of prisons, Lord, We know, Almighty Jehovah, when the call is made, Almighty Jehovah, the great magnet, Lord, it will come. Quicken us, Almighty Jehovah. And Lord, in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, Lord Jesus Christ will say bye-bye to this world. Almighty Jehovah, we are so thankful this morning, oh God. We know that therefore he wants to influence us wrong so that when you come to take us, Lord will not be able to be attracted to that big magnet. But praise be the name of the Lord. The message of Malachi 4, Lord Jesus Christ, behold, I will send you, personalizing that in our hearts, mighty Jehovah. It is me. It is my brother. It is my sister. Satan, you are too cheap. You cannot hold us any longer because you say, come, let us reason together. Oh, mighty Jehovah, your children have given call, Lord, to your call to say, come, let us reason together. Lord, we thank you, Father. We commit the service in your hands. Lord, we did not come to hear from a man, Lord. We know it is difficult to come to church. Therefore, we are under expectation to hear from heaven. How can it help us, Lord, to come to hear the eloquence of speech, which does not help anyone, but we want to hear from heaven. We want the supernatural to have his position. We thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. It is not possible for one who is sick to come here and go back in sickness again, Lord. A sinner going back as a sinner, it is impossible. We thank you, Father. We appreciate you, O God. Thank you for the songs of Zion, Lord. We know demons have already been chased away. They have no place here. Even their attributes, they have no place here. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. As we surrender the rest of the service in your hands, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. You may take your seats. I want to greet you, friends, this morning in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let me also greet my friends on the live streaming. I greet you this morning in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Are you happy this morning to be in the house of the Lord? We also want to thank our government. As we thank God who inspired them to increase our numbers. I'm sure you are also praying that while we thank them, the number can also even be increased again. Indeed, it's good to see all of you. God bless you. Are you happy this morning? We are also happy this morning. We also have got a young man at the front. Let's just give a clap offering to the young man. Josiah Dond. There is a baby to be dedicated. We will sing the dedicational song. As we ask the parents can come, bring them in. What a great privilege, Lord Jehovah, to come before your throne of grace this morning. Lord Jesus Christ, in my hands I hold Shalom. Lord Jehovah, the baby that you gave to our precious brother and his wife. We realize also, Lord, we are living in this world full of sickness, darkness too. But Lord, we do well to bring Shalom, Lord, in dedication to you for protection and for guidance. Also pray for the parents. May you give them the wisdom, Lord, and the ability to raise Shalom under the fear and admonition of your word. How we pray as we commit in dedication, shalom. Name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Shalom. Bring them in. Bring them in. Bring. Father, I want to thank you this morning, Almighty Jehovah. In my hands, Lord, I bring, Lord, Israel, obey. Lord Jesus Christ, we pray, Lord, may you bless him. Lord, we also pray for the parents. Lord, if there's still more time before your coming, I pray, Heavenly Father, may you give them the wisdom to raise the young one, Lord, in the fear and admonition of your word. I will pray, Father, as we commit, obey, in dedication, Lord, the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Check with the mother and the father to say who is the singer. So I saw the sister long hair, so I say, oh, is this her hair? No, I just saw her when she was coming in, so I was just wondering if it's her hair. I'm also seeing, I think the son also is patterning after the mother. It's good to keep our natural hair. I can see some are not raising their hands. The Bible says, for the sisters it is given for her, for her glory. How many sisters say this is the word of God? Let me just tell you something. I saw this other lady, I can't remember, yeah, at work. I think she has got hair almost the same as the mother to Israel obey. Long like that. But then the other day I saw her, she had very short hair. In fact, I actually had to measure it. I think it was almost like 30 centimeters, if I recall well. I asked her to do that on my behalf, just to see how long it was. But so surprisingly, though, she came with very short hair. So I asked her, but you've got long hair. You know, as Africans, we cry, you know, plead, say we need long hair. But why is it that you've got short hair? And then she said, no, I bought short hair, and then so my natural hair is inside, so I could not understand that. I'm sure we are happy with our hair that the Lord gave us. And brothers, you also cut your hair short. We know we have got problem of electricity, but just visit the barber while you've got enough time. You know, we don't want electricity to go when only maybe this portion have been done and this one is, you know. Praise be the name of the Lord. God bless you. We thank God so much. I want to tell you I love you. It's good, lockdown, no lockdown, we dedicate children. The deacons, they advise that we've got baptism after service. And also Brother Philemon Chikomba, he says, now we are the brother last, why not also babatizwa? Chakumbira brother last, could you ask him to get to cherry cheese? Okay. God bless you, brother. Last. Muchaona mukana wenyu shumiro yapera yokuzobhabhatidzwa muzita ratenzi Jesu Kristu. Amen. Most of you, I believe, you have heard the sad news of the going to glory of Sister Shanique. Her daughter Eunice and son-in-law Brother Babs. Let's continue praying for the family and the church. I believe what we have at the moment is burial is on the 3rd, but should it change, I think just be in touch with anyone. I think the messages will be flowing on social media. Yesterday we had the wedding of Brother Jesmos, Gorajena and Sister Runyararo Chipere. So it went on well. They are married in the name of Jesus Christ. We also want to thank those who are contributing for the welfare and helps of our saints. God bless you and may the Lord restore. We realize we are running slightly behind our schedule. May we stand on our feet by God's grace. That despite, we were not going to finish the service even if we had all the time. We're just going maybe to do some series on this. I'm sure we enjoyed Strangers and Pilgrims. What a timely message. God bless you. Let's give him a clap offering. Eh? He did a great job. Eh? Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18. Come now and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Shall we bow our heads for a word of prayer? Brother Lionel will pray for us. Amen. May the Lord bless the reading of his word as you take your seats. So we want to, the elders of translation or interpretation, we want to thank them. The young man Josiah Dondo did a good job, eh? If he had done a bad job, we are going to blame them for not teaching them well. So we thank them. The prophet read the same scripture on the 4th of October
1955.
And he preached the message, "Come, let us reason together." We just want to have some time talking about that. Say, come. So, we're just taking, yes, the first seven words of verse
18.
Yes, come and let us reason together. Just for a background, we are in Genesis, we start with Genesis 1. Where in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. The earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. This was day number one. And day number two, God created the firmament at the heavens. And day number three, he created the earth and the seas. And then day number four, he created the zodiac. The sun, moon, and the stars, yes. That was day number four. And then day number five, he was busy creating the whales and all the creatures in the water, including also the fowls. Now, on day number six, he was creating the living creatures, the cattle, the beast of the earth, and then lastly, God created man after his own image. Then day number seven, God said, I have done so much. I need to take a rest. So day number seven, God was resting. Now, the man that God created in day number six was given power and dominion over every living creature or creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. In other words, Adam was an amateur god. Whatever he desired on earth, he will command, and the things they knew, this is our God, they listen. Now, in the cool of the day, God will come, have fellowship with his children, and then it was report, giving back reports to God what they have done during the course of the day. Maybe let's just pause there. You could see all that we've talked about. If you look in the Bible always say, it is good. The reason is everything was happening because this is what's happening according to what God wanted. In fact, before Genesis 1, this being which we are calling God, it was not yet God. The name was El Ela Elohim. The self-existing one. He was just alone, filling all space and eternity. But he had attributes within himself. He said, I am not happy. I am tired of just being alone. I need fellowship. I also need some people, or I need something to worship me. Now, that attribute or that liking of being worshipped caused God to create angels. Now, when angels were created, their purpose or their aim was to fulfill God's requirement of being worshipped. So, in other words, God wanted to be God. El Ela Elohim wanted to be God. He created angels. Then they started worshiping him. Now he became God because God is an object of worship. He also wanted to be a father. You can't be a father when you are just lonely alone. When you don't have a son, a daughter, you are not a father. Yeah, if there are people who are married and they don't have children, this is a scripture where you can say, Lord, you wanted to be a father. That's why you then had a son. I also want to be a father. Therefore, Lord, give me a son. Give me a daughter. If you approach God that way, God have respect for his word. Glory be to God. He also wanted to be a savior. So, brother and sister, you had to be born a sinner. So, you are not accused. You are not guilty for being born a liar. God exactly determined that you are born a liar so that his attribute of being a savior can be achieved. But if you continue lying, that is a problem now. Because you are denying the power of him being a savior. Glory be to God. To say everything we saw, it was good. Now, when God was having fellowship in the cool of the day with his children, but one day something happened. A serpent beguiled Eve. Now, that was the beginning of trouble. That was the beginning of death, sickness. Now, the power which Adam had was lost. Now, Adam could initially he could command nature. But this time he could not. Just like Samson, when he was not shaven, he could even lift doors or gates and their posts, and he could just put them in the hill. But when he was shaven, he tried to do it, he then realized he was just like a normal man. So that's exactly what happened to Adam when he lost the power because the serpent had beguiled Eve. Cain and Abel are born. Now, Cain is of the serpent seed. The devil being his father, he displayed the attributes also of the father. You know, we always display the attributes of our fathers. When I'm saying fathers, you know, mothers are included there. So if you see a child, a son, a daughter, cursing, just try to trace it to, you know, to the father or the mother. You will not be wrong if you conclude. So if you also seeing yourself loving, you know, blessing people, giving, you know, we also trace it. To your father. Because when you were born in sin, he had lots of love. He sent his son to die for you on the cross of Calvary. But Cain also had attributes of his father, the devil. He was full of rage, full of hate, venom, brother. His cup was always running over with root of bitterness. Until he planned again to say to his brother, let's go into the field. And you see the young brother being taught well, because he is also from the lineage, he has attributes of his father to obey. He obeyed his elder brother, went to the field. Now, Cain was full of jealousy. I'm sure you agree with me, jealousy, it is from the devil. Because Cain, he was the first one being displayed here outside of, you know, his father to display jealousy. You know, his father was kicked from heaven out of because of jealousy. Remember we said Elohim wanted to be God. And of his own accord, he created angels to worship him. Now look at the devil. He is now jealousy to say, why are these angels only worshiping God and not me? He was kicked on earth. Now we see his son, Cain, showing the same trace again. He is jealousy. God accepted the sacrifice of Abel and rejected Cain's sacrifice. Because of that, he is jealousy. And he slew his brother. Innocent blood is shed. God asked Cain to say, where is your brother? And true that he is of the devil, he answered God and say, am I my brother's keeper? So you can see there, people who do not answer well, they are taking trace from the evil one. Now with the passage of time, sons and daughters are born on earth, and then they marry one another. Men tend to wickedness, filled with violence, and all flesh corrupted. But is that the end? We are saying this morning, come, let us reason together. The picture could be so bad to say they are corrupted, they are evil. But the trait of God being a savior will be displayed. Now, when we are saying, come, let us reason together, we, in other words, we are saying, God is calling for a conference with mankind. It happened in the Garden of Eden. We said man fell, but God then called for a conference with Adam and Eve. And then he talked to the three, that's Adam, Eve, and the serpent. And he charged them. And then, yes, the three, they were given individual sentences. Now the serpent, his legs were removed, and then he said, you are going to move right to creep. Yes, to eat dust when you are moving. Because he had done something wrong. And then he also chased from the garden Adam and Eve. We read in the message, the prophet says, the prophet of sin. paragraph 100. 100. Or maybe just from 99 a bit there. The prophet says, now he says, you depart out of my presence. So he's talking to Adam and Eve to say, out of my presence, because you had sinned. But we want to thank God for sending us Malachi 4. God gave him a vision to see exactly what was happening in the Garden of Eden. He says, and I can see even Adam with their arms around one another, moving out them old sheep's in, flopping against their leg, bloody beating on their leg. You can read 101, but I'll just go right at the bottom. He couldn't stand it. No, so seeing his children, remember, he is the one who had given the judgment to say out of Eden, but when they are moving out, he cannot stand it. And it moved down. It moved it down to the very heart of God, spelt love. God so loved, he just couldn't see them go. He called them back. I'm going to put an enmity between your seed and Satan. Then when that was done, was at Calvary when God himself came down through the woman born of a virgin. Notice when they were driven from the garden because of transgression, all the blessings cut off because of transgression. And I think tonight, that's the matter with the church. All the blessings are being cut off because of transgression. There you are. But we are saying this morning, come now, let us reason together. Though your sins be red as scarlet, as crimson, he is calling you. The prophet says in the message and end sign 22. Now he is ready to make anybody save anybody that wants to be saved. How could you get a mental picture of Calvary and remain a sinner? How could you look at him going to Golgotha, to the hill, to be crucified in your place, a guilty sinner, and see the precious Son of God going up the hill, dying in your stead? How could you look at his back bleeding when he was stripped across his back for your healing, then deny divine healing? God have mercy. If I prayed for 1,000 people and all of them died in the morning, tomorrow night I could preach divine healing and pray for the sick just as easy as I can do tonight, because it's God's word and it cannot fail. We are saying, come, let us reason together. His wonders to perform, 42, the prophet says. Are you in this audience this afternoon, sinner? God hates sin, but he loves the sinner. The reason is, he died for you on the cross of Calvary. He doesn't hate the sinner, but he hates sin. Because when you sin, brother and sister, something within you should tell you to say, I've done wrong. Let me make it right. Because he is the Savior. When you come to him and confess your sins, he will forgive your sins. He comes to you as a Savior. That's why he hates sin. Yet he loves the sinner. He loves you so much that he gave his begotten son that he might drink the bitter cup for you. Listen to this. Remember, he became you that you might become him. Glory be to God. He became a sinner, a separated from the Father. When he screamed, "My God, why hast thou forsaken me?" He was separated from God in death, that you in your death you might have God's presence. He became a child of sin. Your sins, not his own, yours. That you might become a child of obedience. The reason he went on the cross of Calvary was to say, you born in sin, shaped iniquity, being riotous, you should become a child of obedience. He took your place as a time preacher, that you might take his place as an eternal son and daughter of God. Don't look to say, "I was born in sin." You should thank God for that, so that God could display his attributes as a savior. You were a liar. You could have lied yesterday. You could even have lied this morning. But he is saying, come, let us reason together. You were or you are worthy to die. But he is calling upon you. Glory be to God. God will never condemn a sinner for sinning, but he condemns him for being a sinner. This is a quote, brother and sister. God will never condemn you for being a sinner or for sinning, because to begin with, you were a sinner when you came into this world. But now you continuing be a sinner. That one is the problem. So, brother, I'm not preaching to the righteous. I am preaching to a sinner. Because the Lord is coming to say, come now, let us reason together. He is declaring or calling these words to a sinner. Don't even look at yourself, brother and sister, to say, I am a sinner. This is why this scripture is there. No wonder why the Pharisees could not even go to heaven, because they thought they were righteous. Praise be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
It is only that person who is sick that needs a physician, and not that one who is well. If you see somebody who is sick and saying, no, I'm all right, you bury that person because he's not going to see a physician. But if you see somebody who is sick, who quickly says, I am sick, he will rush to the doctor. Within a short time, he comes back, he is well. If you see there's something wrong in your life, brother and sister, don't try to cover it up. Because he is saying, come now, let us reason together. The children of Nineveh were so evil. Until God sent Jonah, the prophet, to go proclaim against or to cry against that city, it was a well-known secret to say these people were so riotous, were so evil. Until the prophet of God, when God told him to go preach, he said, it is better for me to run away from God than to go and preach to these people. He knew Remember, we said God, he fills all space and eternity. As a prophet, he knew to say, yes, I can't hide from God. But he said, given these two choices, God who fills all space and eternity, I cannot hide. And these people who are so riotous, full of hate, he said, I'd rather die in the hands of God than in these people who are so riotous. The king knew his subjects were so evil. He said it. They were rioters. Hatred was the order of the day. Backbiting, it was meals, breakfast, at lunch, and at supper. So, backbiting, you know, it was, yes, it was meals. Three times. Root of bitterness. Even the little kids patterning after their parents. Adultery and fornication. All manner of evil things. It was full. That was Nineveh. Until God sent Jonah. Oh, but Jonah was so afraid. You can understand Jonah, brother and sister. To say, even if it was you being sent to such kind of people to preach to them. But to such evil people, he said, come, now let us reason together. Brother, it happened. Maybe let's read Jonah chapter 3. All right, we'll finish just now. So the 3 verse 5.
Jonah 3 verse 5.
Just to save time, maybe you can just go in your Bibles as well. So the people of Nineveh believed God and proclaimed a fast. These are the evil people we're talking about. And put sackcloth from the greatest even to the least of them. For word came to the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne and laid his robe for him and covered him with sackcloth and set in ashes. And he caused it to be proclaimed and published through Nineveh by decree of the king and the nobles, saying, let neither man nor beast, head nor flock, taste anything. Let them not feed nor drink water, but let men and beast be covered with sackcloth and cry mightily unto God. Yea, let them turn everyone from his evil will. He knew to say his subject, they are full of evil. But he also knew, if you repent, you confess, that God says, come now, let us reason together. From his evil way and from the violence that is in their hands, who can tell if God will turn and repent and turn away from his fierce anger, that we perish not. So, brother and sister, we are saying this morning, these people were so evil, but God heard them. He had pity on them. No wonder why this morning he is saying, come now, let us reason together. Brother, I want to tell you, Jonah knew exactly that these people were evil. Until when God said, they've repented, I'm not going to destroy them. As a prophet, the Bible says he was very angry. He is saying, how can you forgive evil people like this? But he didn't realize that God says, come now, let us reason together. Until Jonah as a prophet, he was praying to God and saying, Lord, is this not my word I was telling you when I was in my country? To say, you are too merciful. You are too gracious.
That's the reason I ran away, because I knew you were not going to destroy them. Oh, brother and sister, it doesn't matter how many sins you have committed. He is saying, come now, let us reason together. Because he is a merciful God, if you can just commit yourself to him, if you say, Lord, forgive my sins. Lord, I am a sinner. Lord, you died for me on the cross of Calvary. I want you, Lord. I want you to cleanse my life. Glory be to God. But it is 4:1, Jonah 4:1. But it displeased Jonah exceedingly, and he was very angry. And he prayed unto the Lord and said, a prophet is praying to God, very angry because God has shown mercy on people. I pray thee, O Lord, was not this my saying when I was yet in my country? Therefore I fled before unto Tarshish, for I knew that thou art gracious God. Gracious Lord, he is gracious. Aren't you glad, my brother, my sister, that you serve a gracious God who is merciful, who is slow to anger, and of great kindness? He repenteth of thee of evil. That's why Isaiah chapter 1:15 says, when you spread forth your hands, I will hide mine eyes from you. Yea, when you make your prayers, I will not hear you. Your hands are full of blood. Wash you, make you clean. Put away evil of your end of your doing from before mine eyes. Cease to do evil. Learn to do well. Seek judgment. Relieve the oppressed. Judge the fatherless. Plead for the widow. Come now, let us reason together. Says the Lord, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If you be willing and obedient, you shall eat of the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured with the sword. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. I like that. To say, come, let us reason together. This is the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. Because the mouth of the Lord has spoken it, brother. He is saying, come now, let us reason together. Remember, he is a compassionate God. He is not going to kill you, but he wants to forgive your sins. He wants to have a talk with you. He loves you even when you were in your sins. That's why he sent his son to die for you on the cross of Calvary. Now, because he's saying, come, let us reason together. When you pray, now he hears your prayers. He answers your prayers. Oh, who is saying, come, let us agree to listen together? This is the one who fills all space and eternity. This is the mighty conqueror. This is the one who calms the storm. This is the one when the boys who were deemed notorious in Babylon. There were three boys in Babylon. They were labeled notorious. They were then thrown right into the fire. But we are talking about this man. He said, you can label them notorious. You can label them riotous. But I'll leave my throne. I will go as the fourth man to these deemed notorious ones. Think of it, brother and sister. You were born in sin. You came into this world speaking lies. You were worthy to die. But God said, I can't live alone as Elohim. He said, I will go as the Savior. He said, my son, the Lord Jesus Christ, I rather sacrifice him because I want you to be saved. So the strength giver is coming to you, brother and sister. When you are weak, just nest from the nest from El Shaddai. I am inviting you this morning. It is him who is saying, come, let us reason together. Brother and sister, it's not a man, brother, who is saying this. It's not a minister. It's not a pastor. But it is him, the Lord Jesus Christ. He declared these words. Remember, God is true to his word. I am looking for a sister who is saying, I have tried to live a genuine Christian life, but I am failing. A brother who is saying, I have tried to live clean, but I am failing. But the Lord this morning is saying, come now, let us reason together. He is saying, I don't care about your sins. He just wants to talk to you, brother. He knows, just like prophet Isaiah, when he came into the temple, he saw the presence that was there. He realized, I'm not worthy. No wonder why he said, woe unto me, for I am undone. I am a man of unclean lips. Tell him, I am a man of unclean lips. When he declared that, he also said, I also dwell among his people of unclean lips too. But praise be the name of the Lord. Then flew one of the seraphims with a live coal which he had taken off the altar and touched his lips and said, your sins are forgiven. Come now, let us reason together. He is gracious, my Lord. He is merciful. He even said, my Lord, my son, he has to go die in your stead. Brother and sister, he suffered. The cross was so heavy. The reason why he carried it, it was because of me, it was because of you. Take heed to the call of God. He's saying, come, let us reason together. Glory be to God.
Amen.
How many of you are saying, I want to be nearer to my Lord? I want to move closer to thee. Because time is no more, brother and sister. You can feel it from within. Even the song we were singing, the hills of home. This word which you are receiving, brother and sister, one of these days, like Enoch, who will just be listening to a tape, walking with God, and you will not be fine on this earth. Because you are saying, Lord, I'm coming home to that Beulah land. Oh, nearer, my God, to thee. As the musician come up, we just want to sing a song. Then I'll ask Brother Ben to come pray for us. Oh, brother and sister, he is merciful. You also saying, Lord, I want to move close to thee.
Close to thee.
As in Nokoda Kufamba Pajwonemi.
Dimi Murukudana
Mukati. Huya kwandiri titaurirane. Hausiwo uri kutaura. Ndivo vari kutaura vari kudana kuti huya titaure.
Close to thee.
as we stand on our feet.
My pilgrim journey.
Just confess that.
Savior, let
thank you, Jesus.
Me walk with thee, close to thee, close to thee, close to thee, close to thee, all along my pilgrim journey.
Let's sing verse 1.
Savior, let me walk.
Sing as if it's going to be the last time you're going to sing a song. It's okay.
Thou my heir,
thank you, Jesus.
The lasting portion,
thank you, Lord.
More than friend, oh life to me, all along, my pilgrim journey.
Oh God,
Savior, let
we just want to move close to thee, Lord.
Me walk with thee, close to thee, close to thee, close to thee, Lord, close, close to thee,
all along,
my pilgrim journey, Savior, let me walk with thee.
Best to now, not for ease.
Not for ease, oh worldly pleasure.
I don't want any fame.
No, for fame, my prayer shall be.
If I will toil, I will gladly will do that.
Gladly will I toil.
I only want and to walk close to thee, Lord.
Only let me walk with thee.
As close, we close
to
our
thee.
Eyes.
Close to thee, close.
He is the one who is calling to say, come.
Close to thee.
Glory be to God.
Close to thee. All along, all along.
Oh, he's calling upon you this afternoon. Hallelujah.
Me walk.
Sister,
bear me your life's fearful
sea. Sing it, yes.
Oh, then the gate of life eternal, Savior, let me close to thee now, close to thee, close to thee. Close to thee, Lord, close to thee, close to thee. Then the gates of life eternal, Savior, may I enter, Lord, with thee.
Let us pray. Ishe Jehovah, my makanaka. Muriko ngana mamusinga peri. Inini mwari musina mfaro pamu. Pane mukadzi anogara muzviri. Anorarama. Achifamba nenzira dzisiri mukati meshoko renyu. Mune moyo murefu mwari. Moyo wenyu murefu wevhu abuse it. Zvita sekunge musipo mwari. Jehovha makapa munhu mukadzi. Wekuti upenyu hwake huve hunodzokera kushoko. Sentoro mamaita, munofarira mukadzi asamufarire zvii zvake. Baba makapa nzira yekuti munhu adzoke. Ndo
Thank those who managed to come to church and those that are joining us through live streaming. I'm also giving time to the musicians to look for a song as well so that we sing. God bless you. As you know, our custom, which we're taught by the prophet, that we love one another above everything. Brother and sister, love your brother, love your sister, love your enemy. Even if it is hard, say, Lord, I'm using my ability as a human being, I just want to love everybody. God will take care of the rest. He will give you the ability so that you love everybody. Beyond the curtain of time, only perfect love. Only perfect love, brother and sister. So lay aside everything. Are you ready? So when they're singing, the deacon who is going to do the baptism will then come up and
that those who want to be baptized, I didn't check with them whether they will come here or whether they will be able to meet social distancing or they will sit wherever they are. And then when we... All right, they will just sit where they are. And then when the rest have gone, the deacon will then tell them what to do. God bless you. I'm so happy to see all of you. I love you. God bless you. We continue praying for the Shanik family so that the Lord will be such a comfort to them as we pray for one another. God bless you. Why don't you stand? Sing it. We just want to sing it well, whatever song. And, you know, surprising, I was thinking of Ngona. I didn't realize when I was just behind, I was thinking of him and his dad. And pleasantly surprised to see him. God bless you. Greetings to dad.
Nemazuba ekuguma Jesu wakataura zviratidzo zvichavako pasine kudenga zuva richatima mwedzi.